He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from our Alliance Stadium. It's Tuesday, October 28th. The Texans' last two victories came against winless teams. They are in store for something more on Sunday when they play the 3-4 Vikings, a team led by Pro Bowl running back Adrian Peterson. Coach Gary Kubiak talks about how the coaches are preparing for the matchup. But before we hear from Koops, the 2009 Texans cheerleader is now on sale at the Go Texans store and online. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information.
I-72! I-72!
The Vikings go into this week ranked 8th in rushing. They average 128.4 yards per game, and they're second in run defense, allowing only 70.7 yards per game.
They're a heck of a football team. Yeah, we got to start on them early this morning. They're a very physical football team. They run the ball as well as anybody in football, and defensively have two of the biggest inside players in the game. So, we got to work it out for us. We spend most of the morning evaluating what happened yesterday, and then we're well on our way to Minnesota. But we understand what we're facing. That's a tough place to play.
The Texans will be paying special attention to Adrian Peterson, with 684 yards on the ground and 5 touchdowns this season. Last year, he racked up 1,341 yards in his rookie debut.
Well, I mean, if he's not, he's right up there with the best. I mean, he's very capable. Was it last year he set the NFL rushing record for a single game? Very explosive. He's going to be fresh, so they're coming off a bye week. So, we've got to work it out for us from that standpoint. But they have a chance to make big plays. And then I think Gus has played really well for him. I had Gus in Denver. He's done a good job. And then defensively, if you go back, especially paying attention to their home games this year, they've been very dominant. So, we'll have to play extremely well, and it's a tough place to play, too, so we'll have to play a lot of people.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Wednesday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston. And we're ready to play. We've got no